There's no age limit, either to become king. There's no retirement age limit for the queen to give up. She could give up, she could abdicate, as it's called, in favour of Prince Charles, if she wanted to. But she's very healthy, she's very able, she's mentally alert. Why should she? So she doesn't. Basically, it's not until the monarch dies or gives up for some reason that the next in line takes over. And the way the Queen's going, she's in her 80s. But her mother, the Queen Mother, was 101 when she died. Prince Charles is 63.
Mm-hmm.
He'll be 63 on the 14th of November. So he is at an age when most people are thinking about retirement. The Queen could live a very long time, so he may not get the chance to be king. Mm. Or, if the Queen dies at a good age, he will be king, but he may be too old or unfit. So William is the next one in line.
Mm.
Now, if William became king, his wife would become queen. It's just the way it is. It's tradition. Now, Prince Charles's present wife, Camilla, that's his second wife, will not be called king, will not be called queen, even if he is king, because she has been married before, she was divorced. He was as well, but it doesn't stop him becoming king.
Mm-hmm.
So technically, she won't have the title queen. Although, having said that, there is quite a lot of pressure from royalists who think she should become queen or be called queen. It's a title.